BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Eskom says efforts to stabilise the national grid are showing positive results. The utility has eased the rolling blackouts to stage two this morning. South Africans felt the strain of load shedding again when Eskom imposed stage six of the power cuts over the weekend and then downgraded them to stage four. The power producer said it had suffered multiple unit trips. Since Sunday, it's managed to bring 8 out of 10 generation units back online. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena says they're still busy replenishing their emergency reserves.
These positive developments support our ongoing focused efforts to stabilize the power supply and ensure reliability. Currently, unplanned outages are at 13,690 megawatts, which is 690 megawatts higher than our summer outlook base case of 13,000 megawatts.
Six cash-in-transit suspects have been killed in a shootout with police in Tshwane. Deputy Provincial Commissioner Fred Kakana says it's alleged the would-be robbers were about to target a cash van in Outridgeville. He's told the SABC that shots were fired when police tried to get them to stop their vehicles in Lodium. A seventh suspect was wounded.
They drove away from Outridgeville up to the scene here in Lodium, and they were cornered here. And when they realized they are cornered, they then decided, we will then shoot at the police. And that is not something which we expect criminals or any law-abiding citizen to do. And they got something which they didn't expect.
Gauteng's premier says they are ready to get their long-awaited bullet train project off the ground.
The Gauteng-Limpopo speed train project is gaining momentum. This speed train will assist those that come from Limpopo to reach their families within 67 minutes from Johannesburg to Limpopo.
Banyaza Lusufi says discussions around the project began some 3 years ago. Delivering his State of the Province address in Pretoria yesterday, he said he's confident the plan will become a reality.
We are now jointly ready to approach and consult the National Department of Transport and our Treasury so that we can conclude and start this project.
And singer Roberta Flack has died at the age of 88. The American Grammy winner was best known for her 70s hit Killing Me Softly with his song. Yes, Sky News reports Alicia McKenna.
Strumming my pain with his finger.
Roberta Flack was born in 1937 in North Carolina. She started piano lessons at the age of 9. She was best known for her hit Killing Me Softly with his song. In 2022, it was announced she had ALS, a progressive brain condition that made it impossible to sing. She died peacefully with her family at her side.
A report by Sky News. Back home, the SA Weather Service has sent out a level 2 warning for disruptive rain along the extreme northeastern parts of KZN. Heavy downpours are expected to cause flooding on roads and bridges, as well as potential damage to infrastructure. Durban and Maritzburg reaching a high of 30 degrees. Richards Bay, 28. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.